Welcome to Identitalks, where we explore the future of identity, access, and trust in the digital world. Today's topic sounds like science fiction, but it's quickly becoming a real cybersecurity priority for organizations worldwide. For decades, the digital world has relied on encryption to keep data secure. Every time you log into a website, make an online payment, send a confidential email, or sign a digital document, encryption is working behind the scenes to protect that information. But what if the technology that protects today's digital world stops working tomorrow? That's the concern driving global conversations around post-quantum cryptography and something experts call Q-Day, the day quantum computers become powerful enough to break the encryption we rely on today. And the reason organizations are paying attention now is because attackers may already be preparing for that future. Joining me today is our Qubit Safe product manager at iSprint Innovations, and we'll explore what Q-Day really means and how organizations can start preparing now.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Before we dive in, let's imagine a scenario. An attacker breaches your network today. They steal encrypted customer data, financial records, confidential emails, intellectual property. But they don't try to decrypt it. They simply store it for 5, 10, maybe 15 years. And one day, a quantum computer unlocks everything. This strategy even has a name: harvest now, decrypt later. Would most organizations even know this is happening?
Honestly, many wouldn't. And that's what makes this topic urgent.
Let's start simple. For most people, quantum computing still feels abstract. From a cybersecurity perspective, what does it actually threaten?
The easiest way to understand this is to realize that almost everything we do securely online today depends on public key cryptography. This includes secure websites, HTTPS, online banking, VPNs and remote access, digital signatures, software updates, email encryption, identity and access systems. Public key cryptography is essentially the lock protecting the digital world.
So what changes when quantum computing enters the picture?
Today's encryption relies on math problems that classical computers find extremely difficult to solve. Problems that would take thousands, even millions, of years to break. Quantum computers approach these problems differently. They can solve certain mathematical challenges dramatically faster. To be precise, quantum primarily threatens public key cryptography. Symmetric encryption like AES is weakened, but not broken. The crisis is in the asymmetric algorithms, RSA, ECC, Diffie-Hellman, that secure the moments when systems first establish trust. So this isn't about weak passwords or bad configurations. It's about the mathematical foundation of today's encryption becoming vulnerable.
So we're talking about a fundamental shift in the security model.
Exactly. And the good news is the replacement algorithms exist. NIST finalized the first post-quantum standards in 2024, MLKEM and MLDSA. The math problem is solved. The challenge now is operational: finding and replacing the cryptography embedded across thousands of systems.
Here's what many listeners might be thinking. If powerful quantum computers don't exist yet, why should organizations worry today?
That's where harvest now, decrypt later becomes critical. Attackers don't need quantum computers today to benefit from quantum computing tomorrow. They just need to steal encrypted data now and store it.
And what kind of data stays valuable years later?
More than people realize. Think about data with a long shelf life: financial records, healthcare data, government and defense information, intellectual property, trade secrets, legal documents, critical infrastructure plans. Some of this data needs to remain confidential for decades. If it gets decrypted years later, the damage still happens.
So the breach of tomorrow could begin today?
Exactly. And the victim may never even know when the data was first taken.
Are attackers really thinking this far ahead?
Yes, especially nation-state actors. From their perspective, collecting encrypted data today is a long-term investment. They know that once quantum capabilities mature, that stored data becomes extremely valuable. So the real question for organizations is not, when will quantum computers arrive? It's, how long does your sensitive data need to stay secure?
That's a powerful way to frame the risk.
Another common assumption is that when quantum computers arrive, we'll simply switch to new encryption. Is it really that simple?
Unfortunately, no. Replacing cryptography is one of the most complex changes an organization can make. Encryption is embedded everywhere. Applications, databases, cloud workloads, APIs, devices, identity platforms, third-party software. Many organizations don't even have a full inventory of where cryptography is used.
So before you can migrate, you first need visibility.
Exactly. And discovery, planning, testing, and migration can take years. A typical mid-size enterprise has hundreds of applications, with cryptography woven through almost all of them. The migration roadmaps we see are running 3 to 7 years. This is why organizations are being encouraged to start preparing now.
And we're already seeing governments and regulators encouraging organizations to begin assessing their exposure and planning their transition. So the big takeaway for listeners today is, you don't need to panic, but you do need to start preparing.
Exactly. The first step is awareness. The next step is understanding where you stand today and how to begin the journey.
So what does preparing for a quantum-safe future actually look like?
The industry consensus on quantum readiness is fairly clear. Discover where cryptography lives in your environment. Assess the risk and exposure. Plan the migration. Enable crypto agility so you can adapt as standards evolve. And support hybrid cryptography during the transition period.
And how do organizations turn that into something practical?
This is where iSprint's QubitSafe comes in. QubitSafe maps to those steps, but what makes it different is where it looks. Most quantum readiness tooling scans the network, TLS endpoints, certificates on the wire. That's useful, but it tells you about maybe 50 endpoints. QubitSafe scans inside the applications themselves. Source code, binaries, configuration, embedded libraries, and typically surfaces thousands of cryptographic assets across hundreds of applications. The network is the easy part. The hard part, and the part most enterprises don't have visibility into, is the cryptography embedded inside their own code. That's the problem QubitSafe was built to solve.
So it's not just about new encryption. It's about finding all the old encryption first, and then managing the transition.
Exactly. It turns a complex, multi-year challenge into something measurable and manageable.
Where are organizations seeing the biggest impact?
Honestly, the strongest driver right now is regulatory pressure. In Singapore, MAS has signaled that financial institutions need a quantum readiness roadmap. And similar guidance is appearing globally. So compliance is forcing the conversation. But beyond compliance, the organizations moving first are the ones with data that has a long shelf life: healthcare, intellectual property, government, defense. Harvest now, decrypt later, hits those sectors hardest because their data still matters in 15 or 20 years. The quieter benefit is digital trust. Organizations that start early can plan a calm, measured transition. The ones who wait will be making rushed, high-risk changes under regulatory pressure. And that's exactly when mistakes happen.
How does this fit into broader cybersecurity and digital transformation?
Quantum readiness is becoming a core piece of long-term cyber resilience. It reinforces zero trust, because zero trust depends on cryptographic identity, and that identity has to survive whatever comes next. It feeds into regulatory preparedness, future-proof architecture, and long-term data protection. It's the same conversation we've had with every major shift in security. We just have a longer runway this time, if we use it. The organizations that treat this as a strategic project rather than a fire drill will come out of it with a stronger overall security posture, not just a quantum safe one.
Let's bring this back to where we started. At the beginning of this episode, we talked about attackers stealing encrypted data today and decrypting it in the future. And what we've learned is, quantum computing will change encryption. Attackers are already preparing. Migration will take years. And organizations need to start planning now. Here's a question for our listeners.
If your sensitive data needs to remain secure for the next 10 years, are you confident your encryption will still protect it? If you'd like to see what cryptographic exposure looks like in your own environment, we'll drop a link to QubitSafe. Thanks for joining us on Identitalks, where identity meets innovation. See you in the next episode.